So it's going to be a big show. Don't forget to watch Mick on Pointless. Yes. Monday night, 6 o'clock on Channel 10.
Yes.
And that's
stay
it.
Sporty.
Stay sporty.
Is that a new sign off? Amazing.
Yeah, I really like that.
This is on? Okay. Thank you very much, everyone, for coming down on such short notice. My name is Joel Kasem, and I am part of the multi-award-winning program Across the Park, heard on 2SER every Friday at 7 p.m. As most of you know, Gabby Morris and myself had a tiny argument over who first came up with the sign-off, Stay Sporty. I said it was me, and Gabs said it was her. Mick Rad, of course, said nothing because he is neutral. As you just heard in the grab before, it clearly was Gabby who said it first, and I believe now we can all move on with our lives. Are there any questions?
Yeah, I've got a question. Are you going to apologise to Gabby for what you said?
Yeah, Gabs and I have an understanding and we are good friends.
Yeah, but are you going to say sorry?
Gabs and I have nothing but respect for each other. She's a lovely, funny person. I'm one of her best friends and I think that's all that needs to
but
be said.
But you still want to apologise.
No, look, I've said what I came here to say and we're already a minute into the show. I need to run into the studio before the intro starts. So if you'll excuse me.
God, I'm so late. Shit. Oh, open the door. Open the door.
The most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
I'm pointing at the doggy.
Gummy ball ball.
Thank you, Austin.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
confusing? I've got a real problem with that.
Bloody
I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, home of that incredible piece of art your ears just enjoyed. We are 2SER's go-to sports show on Fridays at 7 p.m. Sure, all the other sports programs here are better and non-existent, but we are the best in our time slot. Joel Kasem is my name, and yes, I've been the only voice you've heard since the start of this show, so allow me to introduce my companions. First up is the Across the Park COVID Safety Marshal, it's Mick Rad.
Got the tape measure. 1.5 meters, thanks. Done.
Okay.
Hey, hey. How you going?
Good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Please, I want to hear what Gabby has to say about that amazing bloody intro you did.
Okay. And illegally crossing the border, it's a very big sorry to Gabby Morris.
Well. Looky what we have here. You filthy dog. You were so adamant about that, Joel Kasem, that you made me question my sanity. And I knew full well that that was me. I said stay sporty. I signed off saying stay sporty. You even made Mick think that maybe you had done it to begin with.
The thing is, I really thought I did. I must have come up with something great.
And what I think's even funny is that you trawled through hundreds of episodes just to prove yourself right and then realized you were wrong.
And I even commented at the time on how good a sign-up
yeah.
it was.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. And yeah. it still stands up today, Gab. Well done.
I just want to know, have you found any episode of you actually signing off saying stay sporty?
No, I mean, I didn't get that far. I listened to the end of the first few episodes to find your sign off, or mine. It's definitely mine. And yeah, eventually it came up with you, Gabby, and I went, oh, well, I'm not going to listen to any more. There's no point.
This is how the greats get their ideas stolen and just get kind of left in the dust, you know? But I shall not.
And then Joel just gaslighting us, making us think that it was him.
Totally gaslighted me.
And I've apologized.
That kind of means that we're, you know, we've got quite a close relationship because I feel like the people that you spend a lot of time with, there have been so many times when, like, someone's told me a story and I've just thought it's happened to
yeah,
me.
Yeah, it was your own story. Yeah.
And you just tell everyone that story. And I've done it. And the only reason that I got caught out recently is my colleague was like, that I literally told you that story last week. Like, that's my friend. That's my story.
You told them the same story.
Yes. So I think it's endearing. I think that I'll take it as a compliment. I don't need your apology. I don't need your well wishes. I just want you to tell me right to my face right now.
Yep.
You were right and you are hot.
Oh, okay. Gabby Morris, you are right and you are hot.
Oopsie daisies.
It's like in stereo.
Thanks, Joel. Thanks for clearing that up. I think it was real spicy, juicy one for most of the listeners. I think, yeah.
I mean, making that introduction to the show took up my whole week. So this is the end of the show. Oh, thank you so much. Stay
sporty.
Walking
down the hall. Oh, that was great.
That was good, wasn't it?
That was very clear. It sounded like you're hitting the microphone.
It definitely wasn't that, though.
Was that implying that you were running down the halls to get to the studio and Mick and I like locked you out because you're a liar?
The show had already started and do you want me to play it again?
No, all good.
Started and I couldn't get in. I don't know.
Love it.
I just, yeah. I thought love it. Okay. Hi, everyone. How are we going?
Hey. We're okay. We're getting used to this, okay. Right?
As I said, I'm really cranky and frustrated today.
You didn't say it on air. You said it before the air. So now you're saying it for the first time to the air people.
Oops. Are we on air?
We're on live right now, Gabby. Come on.
Oh, shit.
Are you just having a bad day, Gab?
Yeah, I'm just cranky. I'm just so cranky. Like, I've had multiple tantrums today. It's real, and it's like I'm getting so cranky at the fact that I'm cranky and that I'm having tantrums. It's just like this vicious cycle that's just like I'm like the fucking crazy devil just tormenting my house. It's just a nightmare. I think it stemmed from last week when our pizzas got stolen.
What?
And it was so hungry and then the bloody pizzas got stolen. And it's like an evil thing to do.
Can you explain what happened? Like,
we ordered the pizzas.
Yeah.
Yeah, ordered the pizzas. We got them delivered and it was taking ages and it was like, it's been an hour. So I called and I was like, hey, mate, just wondering where our pizzas are. And he goes, what? And I go, the pizza. He goes, no. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, no. And I was like, what? Oh, I gave them to the guy that was in your driveway. And I was like, what guy?
Oh,
and I was like,
no.
I don't know, the guy that said that he lived with you. And I was like, I don't live with the guy. And he was like, and I was like, I was like, that's so creepy. And he was like, that is so creepy. And I was like, so what happened? And he was like, well, he was in the driveway and he was like, oh, those pizzas. And he was like, yeah, they're for me. And he was like, really? For your housemate? And he was like, yeah, my housemate. And he was like, really? Gabby? And he was like, yeah, Gabby.
Oh, don't give it all away, mate.
I know. And I was like, bro, that's definitely your fault right there. And I was like, it's okay. That's so creepy. And he was like, anyway, he took your pizzas. And he was like, I was like, well, he must have been hungry. So he just was like, I'm going to redo them as quickly as possible and deliver them 20 minutes later, which is pretty good to be fair, but
yeah, that's very nice of them. I know, like I figured that's what happened and someone just sort of took them from your door, but part of me thought like you actually cooked it at home and put it in the oven and someone broke in and just stole pizzas from the oven. Could have done
so
some garlic
sorry.
Bread.
That would have been way more thrilling. My story's just so boring.
No, it is very creepy. That's weird. Mm. That is weird.
That was creepy. But like, I figured, look, like that means like somebody's been was fed. We were fed. It's fine. You know?
Oh,
that's one way of looking
at it. Look at it. Yeah. How about you, Mick?
How have I been going? It's been all right. You know?
Okay.
Ticking along.
That's good.
Oh. I've been asked to play in a soccer team.
Ooh.
Isn't this exciting? Oh,
this is.
I feel like this is like a classic situation. Like every few months, Mick's like, I'm going to play a sport. And then he does one game and then like
Well, you know, I played AFL 9s at the start of the year and I played about 3 games and then COVID hit and then we haven't played since. But social soccer, 5-a-side at Redfern, at your place of work, Gabby.
Oh, nice.
I'll be playing next Wednesday for a team called... Prawn crackers.
Okay.
Yes.
Prawn crackers.
Is this a like a long-term thing or are you just filling in?
No, I'm going to actually be a part of the team like as a permanent fixture. Oh. I'm very excited.
Hey, Joel, we should do some bets to see what injury he gets.
Okay. First injury? Okay, well, soccer.
I reckon it's a hammy or a groin for sure.
I reckon a finger in the eye.
Oh.
There are so many injuries in five-a-side soccer, especially
are you serious?
Over the age of 30.
Oh, no.
I've seen some real doozies
this
at that.
This doesn't bode
comp.
Well, Gab. Why am I doing this? Is sport not good for me at all? Like, I've been told it's been good for me. I should do it.
You got to do it. It's good for you. It's good for this show. It's good for
if
everyone.
If he actually gets on the field, I feel like he always says he joins a team and then even have bloody plays.
No, I'm definitely playing. And it's in that comp where they do all the stats and they keep track of, you know.
I know. I was in that comp. Remember, guys?
Yes. You're not playing anymore. You playing?
Well, bushfires, COVID, floods. Add it all together and you don't get much football.
No. Well, this is my first actual social exercise since AFL 9's finished, which is March. So I'm getting a bit flab, to be honest. I'm putting put a bit of on the old caboose. you know, but
time. Slap your belly. Was
yeah,
that
he
that
did, yeah.
Did you hear that?
I loved it.
But that's exciting.
That is very exciting.
We'll see what
it
happens.
It is exciting. I think I'm just jealous. I'm actually annoyed. That's what I'm frustrated that you're playing and I'm not.
Fair enough.
Why would you tell me today?
Of all days.
I really want Gabby to chuck a tantrum on air one time.
Oh, yeah.
Like just to,
I think,
just to like throw
I feel like I could just do a mic drop and just walk out and there'd be nothing you could do. I'm literally on Zoom and you could just, there would be nothing you could do.
No, there's nothing we could do. And just slowly fade you out. And
like, that's actually making me excited at the thought of that. What? Don't piss me off, boys. I swear to God.
We always be sure. We're on eggshells around you, Gab. We know that.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, because I'm the fucking matriarch. Don't you forget it.
any news
and
for you?
I'm going to do this.
What? Tennis.
I've been playing a lot of tennis.
Yeah.
I'm still obsessed. FYI.
Well, I think there's a spot open, the US Open. A couple of people pulled out. I reckon you're in, Gap. US
I know.
Open.
I've been speaking to my agent.
Yeah.
He's pretty happy with that sort of press hype over the Stay Sporty thing. So,
did you hear that? Cameras. There's so many cameras.
So many cameras. Yeah. I often forget how popular we are.
I know. Me too. We need more scandals in our show, I think. We need more of that.
Okay. I'll see what I can do. me?
Yes.
I don't have any news as such. I did have a question for you both, though, about, I guess you could call it some sort of car etiquette. So I was at work and I could see someone was leaning on my car who I don't know. Okay.
Oh.
Touching the chrome.
Touching the rim.
Where are you both taking this? No. He was leaning on my car, and I thought, well, that's my
car.
Like,
how much? Like, give us more detail.
Oh, not much. Like, just
bum?
Sort of resting.
Was the bum on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, bum resting on...
the bonnet.
The bonnet, yep.
Or was his bum inside, leaning on your mirror?
No.
Because that's too much.
More like bum leaning almost above the tire.
Okay.
Anyway, my question is, am I okay and well within my rights to just walk out and say... get off my car.
Oh my God. Are you precious about your car? Now, come on. Are you precious about your car?
Well, I'm not really, if you look at it. But it's my car. And
what's he going to do to it? He's just leaning against it.
Yeah, I know. Well, look, I didn't actually.
There is a thing, though. I agree. Like, it's like if when you're in your car, it feels like you're like in your own room or your own space, and like your car, like even if it's a shit box, it's like still yours, and you're like, whoa, what are you doing sitting on my room car?
Yeah,
get off.
Yeah, that's my bedroom, mate. Get away.
So you looked a little bit too comfortable on your car. And what did you do?
Well, I was going to go out and say something,
right?
Because I was at work, so I was angry. And then I went and got my car keys, and as I was walking out the door, I set the alarm off to see, and he shit himself. Shit his pants. So now I had to clean that off the car. But no, I don't know. My question was, is it okay to say?
Did he actually fully, oh my God, that's too good.
Yeah, he jumped, yeah. Yeah.
He probably jumped. Thought
well,
that you did
car,
that on.
I have a car etiquette thing because I parked my car in Redfern and then I came back 20 minutes later and a car his whole number plate was like squishing up against my number plate that it was slightly bending.
This happened to me.
And I was like, who the fuck is rim jobbing you right now? Like, no, non-consensual. What the fuck? And then I get closer, take all these photos. I'm just like screaming at the top of my lungs, being like, what the hell is this? I mean, that's an exaggeration. And I was like, who the hell's rim jumping me right now? And I look.
You've got to ask for names first, Gab.
And it's, I won't say his name, his full name, but let's just say his name was Craig something something, because his disabled bloody identification was right.
Oh, wow.
For everyone to see.
Yes.
And I was just like, who do you think you are?
Obviously, they weren't in the car.
He just like squashed so tightly up my bum hole that he just thought that would not be legal. And I was like, what am I going to do? Am I going to leave bloody Alan, bloody grandpa a note saying you can't drive? Because we already know that. Like,
yeah.
Well, there's nothing I can do.
Yeah.
Beware the wrath of Gabby, I'll tell you that. Oh, she gets worked up.
Cranky things have happened this week.
It's not been a good week. Well, the same thing actually happened to me. There was a car that was up against my number plate as well. But stupidly,
your number plate. Is that what you call your bumhole?
Yes, there was a car against my ass. No, but it was the front of the car. Back of their car, front of my car. And they were still in the car. I was like, you're aware you're touching my car, right? Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Anyway. And we should get on with the show.
And the Oscar goes to.
Yeah. It wasn't as bad as yours, Gab. Okay. Should we do some sport?
Yes.
Look, I've got all these old sports grabs here because we are in a studio that we very rarely use. I don't know if I should play an old one or not.
Go for it.
They're really old. We're at the one with
vintage.
Bass. Remember this one?
Sport.
How far we've come.
Okay, in big news, the Beer Can Regatta happened up in Darwin this week, or last Sunday. It was actually not even with beer cans this year. So the regatta began back in 1974, and it was an event. Mick is yawning.
I literally just Googled beer can.
That's what you put beer in.
Yeah.
Keep going.
And the whole event was set up so it was designed for people to pick up cans and then make boats out of it. It was a way of cleaning up the city. But this year, because of everything that's going on, they just did it with it was like milk cartons and stuff like that, because I don't think there was that many beer cans around.
Disposable masks. I think you could use masks
for a boat.
To build a boat. Totally. Yep. Just look, I've seen them lying on the street. Just people just chuck them away. Like,
that's true. They are everywhere. But I feel like that would sink. Would it sink? It would have
to. Well, they let air through.
With the
so
weight
yeah,
of your...
probably.
Okay, anyway. So that happened. Don't know who won. Doesn't matter.
Yep.
The fact that it happened was...
Where was it at?
Enough news. Darwin.
Darwin.
They do it every year.
I'd love to be in Darwin right now. No COVID and it's sunny and warm.
No, but you can't swim.
I don't care. It's hot. It's hot. It's just, bloody cold here.
No, that's making me cranky at the thought.
Uh-oh.
The Super Netball kicked off over the weekend with...
I believe you call it a tip-off.
Tip-off?
Not kick-off. They're not kicking the ball.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just think everything kicks off. It's just easy. We kick this show off. We don't do any kicking. Everything in my vocabulary is kicked off.
Okay.
I think you'd say the Super Netball unleashed its glory.
Fury.
Fury.
The New South Wales Swifts got off to a good start, beating the Giants 63-61. The defending premiers recovered from a 5-goal deficit at halftime. So they were down 33-28, and they came back to win, as I said, 63-21. All the games are being...
With the new hot shot, the
go on.
The new rules.
The ring shot.
Yep.
Three pointer.
What's it called?
A 2-pointer, isn't it?
No, I can't remember now. You get 2 points. Yeah, it's like a three.
Super shot.
That's it. That's in there somewhere.
Yeah. Did that sway the game, I wonder?
It may have. I feel terrible because I didn't actually see this game. Yeah. So netball started back. They're all in their little bubble up in Queensland.
Yep.
And,
Speaking of bubbles.
Speaking of bubbles.
No, I didn't. If I had like a bubble machine right there, that's where I would have done it.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
I thought that might lead into the next story.
Well, it can. Go, you can take away. Take it away, even.
Well, there's a rugby league bubble, right? Everyone's going to stay inside their bubble, otherwise they
went and had a long brunch?
Wayne Bennett, the coach of the South Sydney Rabbitohs. Coach, you know better, right? The coach is enforcing this in his own team. He went off and buggered off to another restaurant outside of the bubble, and now they said, well, you can't do that. You've now exposed yourself. You are locked down for 2 weeks. Suck
that man in. Doesn't look like he listens to anyone but himself.
I agree, Gabby.
Couldn't agree more, Gab.
He is like, as if any person's going to be able to tell him what to do. Holy dooly.
Yeah.
I reckon he won't even do his 14-day bloody isolation.
It's a weird thing, though, being a coach and having to then train your team over the next 2 weeks.
By Zoom.
By Zoom, yeah.
Or get an assistant coach.
No, surely. Really? Do you reckon he'll get on the Zoom?
No, he's too old for Zoom. He will have to pen it. Yeah. He'll write it down and send it via mail what he wants them to do at training.
Yeah.
And they can do it that way. The New Zealand Warriors are a team being patched together by players on loan, and they went and beat the Woeful Tigers, making it their fourth win of the season.
Your Tigers are really struggling now,
really,
aren't they?
Oh, geez, they look terrible. They were awful.
Like, you nearly got the Eels a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly.
And now you lost to the patchwork quilt of the
Warriors. They're just, like, put together by other players from other teams.
Yeah. Well,
some of their players went home to New Zealand, and they're like, can we just borrow some players, please? It's like you know, under five soccers when...
haven't got enough players, and you play another game.
Yeah. Anyway, so the Tigers had to win that game and obviously lost. Interim coach Todd Payton has knocked back an offer to become head coach next year.
Why?
Well, he said it's for family reasons.
Mm.
And, yeah, but it does look like the Cowboys...
Why is it that you can just say family reasons and get away with anything?
Well, no, there was an actual reason. I don't know if I should just get onto it.
Well, he doesn't want to be coach, so he has to give a reason.
Sometimes. But Gareth Widdop, he wants to come back to rugby league for family reasons, but he left for family reasons.
That's right. He's English, left Australia to go home.
Yeah, for family reasons. And now he's coming back. I mean, come on. You can't just use the same excuse to leave and then come back again. That's not how it works.
Yeah, I think he'll go to the Cowboys. He was assistant coach there when the Cowboys won the grand final 5 or so years ago. It looks like he'll go there. Even more on the Warriors, and Blake Green has left the club, so he was playing for the Warriors last week.
Hmm.
This week he'll line up for Newcastle. It is now his 7th team he's been to.
That's what they call a journeyman.
That is a journeyman. Absolutely. So 7 teams.
Whoa.
In 2007, he played 6 games for the Eels.
Yeah.
He's a spy.
He's a spy. I'm not going to go through all of them, but there was the Eels, and then there was the Sharks.
Well, don't then.
Dogs. No, but I had all this stuff written down. Storm, Manly, Warriors, and Newcastle now, although he hasn't played yet. And he also played for Wigan in England.
Oh, wow.
And
8 teams.
Maybe someone else. But no, yeah, anyway, he hasn't got a contract next year. So if he does choose to go somewhere else next year, he will break the record. Two other players have done 7 clubs.
Yeah.
This is, if he does it again, he will make it 8.
Which other players?
Oh,
gotcha! Gotcha!
Boring.
Darren Doherty and...
Oh, you know.
Tyron Smith.
Really? Just made those names up?
No.
Okay.
There you go. Ha-ha. Brisbane lose again, although at least this time they put up a fight. With 10 minutes to go, they were up 26-18 to the Sharks, and they eventually lost 36-26, but there was some effort, which is different for the Broncos.
Good-o.
The Panthers are going for 8 straight wins this weekend when they play Canberra.
The top of the ladder Panthers just doesn't sound right, does it?
No, I don't like it. It makes me sick to my stomach. Their win over Manly last week was the only game of the round not to be decided by 10 points or less.
Thanks for that. That's
what a lovely little fact. Mm. And I've got something here on the Eels. They were lucky to walk away winners.
Very
beating
lucky.
The last place Dogs by a goal.
That was a cringe word. The security guard at my work, he's a big Bulldogs fan, always jabbing at me every time we walk in the day in the morning. And he made a bet that he would wear an Eels jersey if the Bulldogs lost. And yes, it's very great watching a man who's a very big Bulldogs fan wearing a Parramatta jersey.
Oh, he did it?
Yeah.
Good on him.
He did it. Good on him.
Good on him. In AFL news... they're playing this like 20 straight days of footy.
This is too many games.
Still going.
Like, who's watching?
I'm sure. I mean, if you're an AFL, a big AFL fan, you love the sport. 20 yeah. days straight of AFL would be pretty great.
Is there only one game a day?
I reckon that's a small amount of people.
Well, you know, Victorians are all at home. They've got nothing else
exactly.
to do. So
it's perfect.
They're watching the footy. Yeah, no, good on them, I guess.
So GWS Giants move their way into the top eight, even though they've been struggling this year. Mm. They hammered the Suns 61-35, and it's Sun, not Suns, Joel. yes, they led from the opening goal until the siren, and that's it for that. Anything else? Well, I had something else, didn't I? Oh, tennis.
Who's that Australian player with a sort of a Greek name who might have pulled out of this?
Is it
Nick Kyrgios?
Yes, him and Ash Barty.
I wanted Gabby to say
I
it live.
I can say it now.
Go.
Okay, go.
No, now I've just heard myself saying it wrong.
Go, go. No, go.
Nick Kyrgios. What is it? Nick Kyrgios. It's so bad. I feel bad that I can't say it properly, but it's actually just because I'm reading it incorrectly. It's my fault.
Nick,
not the name.
So Ash Barty, world number one Ash Barty, and Nick K. Kyrgios.
Kyrgios, of course.
Have
far
both
out.
Withdrawn from the US Open. Both Ash Barty and Nick.
And Sam Fidoza, a whole bunch of other Nadal's pulled out as well.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, are they going to just stop
But I have
it.
To just say that Nick's done like a full 360 in my eyes. Like he was not looking good in the eyes.
180. It's a 180, not 360.
Yeah, that's a 180.
He did a full 90 and now I can't really see his face properly.
I went to the pub the other day. And I was like, can I have a shandy? Can I get the 3/4 full of lemonade? And he was doing it. And I was like, no, not that much. And he was like, well, you asked for 3/4 full. And I went, yeah, I don't mean that much, though. I mean a smaller amount. And he was like, do you mean a third? I was like, yeah.
You know your fractions.
The poor guy. And then I was like, look, mate, I haven't been to the pub in like 5 months, so give me a break.
What are you getting a bloody shandy
like,
for?
I think,
oh, my God.
I think it's just maths 101, mate. Oh. Anyway, Nick, he's done a full 180. And I think that we've all got to just, you know, spend a little time here going, good on you, Nick, for being a great role model. Because,
agreed.
I mean, not only was he doing the $200 aces during the bushfire, so every time he got an ace, he'd put $200 to the bushfire relief fund. Now he's just being a legend about COVID. And he's just like really smart and clear and really community minded and trying to think about other people than, you know, himself and these big tennis players getting paid lots of money. He did a really great video, and I thought, I was just like, oh, Nick, coming back.
Yeah. He actually said this really cool quote. I don't remember it word for word, but it was like, the virus doesn't care about your world rankings or how much money you have, so just act responsibly.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he was like, there's more than just us affected, you know? It's like the people that work in the locker rooms.
Yeah.
Cleaners, it's everyone.
Yeah, their whole team.
And yes, he was like, yes, I want everyone to have jobs, but I want people's lives to be considered first and safe. I just think he was great. You know, he's 25, he used to be considered like a little party boy brat, but you're like, all right, you've got some good morals.
good camera boy.
Cool.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Well, I did have
on Ash Barty. She was just in Cairns recently. She donated. She had this big, she had put heaps of money towards this amazing Indigenous tennis fund for young players to like hone their skills. So it'd be really cool to see, some younger Indigenous kids coming through and playing tennis, this best sport in the world.
Ooh, yeah.
We're going to have a game one time, Gab.
That would be good.
Yes.
That would be good.
You know how many times you've said that about every single sport?
I'm just going to get out there.
Okay, that's it. No, we have
no time.
Less than a minute. So, quick game. One leftover question from a couple of weeks ago.
Jeez.
Okay, we got 30 seconds. Ready? I'll say a thing from
a
magazine. You tell me if it was from the magazine, NW or whatever, or I made it up. Kylie says, one more surgery and I'm done.
That's real.
Magazine.
No, you made it up, sorry.
I made it up. Yeah, sorry, guys. Okay, that's the end of the show.
Worst game
hey,
ever!
What? Stay sporty.
Okay, stay sporty, everyone. Stay,
Joel,
stay
how
Vic.
Dare you?
Say it, Vic.
Stay sporty.
It's a group thing. Okay. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
All right. Sorry.
Guys, there were so many things we didn't talk about.
Oh, really? Like what?
Today marks 40 years since ice hockey debuted in Canberra. I also wanted to talk about that hectic bicycle crash.
That can go on the podcast.
40, what? Why is it a thing? Like, who cares?
Why?
40 years ice hockey in Canberra. Okay.
That's so much more interesting than hearing about how many teams one random footy dude's played on. Hello?
Sorry.